KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's breezy and 22 degrees. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 30 and winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Currently, winds are out of the north at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And again, it's 22 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Reminder that a winter weather advisory remains in effect until 10 a.m. today for Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont counties, and that is for an additional 1 to 2 inches of snowfall possible, also for slippery roads. And taking a look at the road conditions at this hour, the Iowa Department of Transportation's 511IA.org shows road conditions are improving. Most of the roads here in western, southwestern, and portions of central Iowa are partially covered with snow. The only exception is Highway 44. And that is generally between Highway 59 and actually between Highway 71 and Highway 25. That's completely covered. Also, Highway 25 north of Interstate 80 is covered as well on up to a portion of Greene County, Carroll County, around that area. In the news, with just over a week to go in the campaign, incumbent Republican Senator Joni Ernst spent the weekend in D.C. taking procedural votes before today's vote to confirm U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Teresa Greenfield, Iowa Democratic Party U.S. Senate candidate, campaign in seven counties this weekend. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Teresa Greenfield started out Saturday touring a Waukee hardware store that's been in business for 140 years. She stood in the back near the shop where the snow blowers were being prepped for winter to visit with people, including local YMCA director Eric Kress.
Is YMCA struggling more?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, if there was a topic I'd advocate for, it would be relief for nonprofits and any stimulus funding.
Greenfield stops at small businesses, farms, and a public park featured face masks and small groups.
You know, I mean, we're working hard to follow public health guidelines as best we can.
The Team Joni bus made campaign stops Saturday for Ernst, with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Negg doing the talking. Senator Ernst spoke with Radio Iowa by phone from Washington, D.C.
It is hard because I'd much rather be in Iowa and covering as many miles as possible.
Ernst, though, says she has a duty to stay in D.C. to confirm Amy Comey Barrett to the Supreme Court.
She is going to be an incredible Supreme Court Justice.
This race is the most expensive in Iowa history, and Iowans are being bombarded with advertisements and phone calls. As of Saturday, more than 722,000 Iowans had already voted. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Elsewhere in the news, Red Oak police report two men were arrested following a call at around 11:20 p.m. Saturday with regard to an altercation. Officers responded to the 200 block of East Valley Street, and upon further investigation, arrested 25-year-old Matthew Allen Ray Nicholson of Elliott for simple assault. At about the same time and place, officers arrested 23-year-old Kyle Andrew Nicholson of Red Oak for public intoxication and interference with official acts. Both men were transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. Red Oak police were assisted by deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office along with Red Oak Fire and Rescue. Red Oak police report also the arrest of 53-year-old Jeffrey Allen Westlake of Red Oak on Friday night for public intoxication. Westlake was arrested around 9:42 p.m. in the 300 block of East Reed Street. He was held also on a $300 bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The murder trial for a Sioux City man charged with killing his girlfriend's 19-month-old daughter has been pushed back to next summer. The Sioux City Journal says that a judge last Wednesday agreed to continue 24-year-old Tavon Davis's trial to July 13th. Both prosecutors and defense attorneys agreed to the continuation. Davis's trial had been set to start next week. He's pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, child endangerment resulting in the death of a child, and multiple acts of child endangerment in the 2018 death of the toddler. An autopsy showed the girl had several blunt force injuries to her head and a kidney and had suffered fractures to her vertebrae and ribs. Well, police in eastern Iowa say a woman was shot to death inside of a busy Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Davenport. The shooting happened just after 7:30 p.m. Sunday, the second of two fatal shootings Sunday in Davenport. Police say a woman shot another woman inside the restaurant and then fled. Officers arrived to find a woman unresponsive with gunshot wounds. She was taken to an area hospital and pronounced dead. Police have not released the woman's name or reported any arrests in connection with the case. The first shooting occurred around 11 a.m. Sunday outside of a home, killing 19-year-old Levante Lee Baker. Officials say Ocala, Florida Police Chief Greg Graham has died in a single-engine plane crash in North Florida. The Marion County Sheriff's Office said Graham was only the person on board the plane when it crashed Sunday morning. The FAA is investigating the crash. Ocala Mayor Kent Gwynn said Graham had recently received his pilot license. Graham had been in the Ocala Police Department for many years. He left in 2008, though, to become chief of Cedar Rapids Police. He then returned to Ocala to head the agency when the police chief resigned in late December 2011. A black man who was shot by police outside of an Iowa nightclub 5 years ago has agreed to a nearly $400,000 settlement. 33-year-old Javon Darnell Webb alleged in his suit that he was singled out because of his race in April of 2015 when he was wounded while attempting to pull out of a parking lot of the New World nightclub in Waterloo during a disturbance. His suit also alleged excessive force, equal protection violations, and battery on the part of police officers. The lawsuit had been scheduled to go to trial later this month. The decision to settle for just under $400,000 was made by the city's liability insurance carrier. The city's attorney has declined to comment. The Iowa Court of Appeals has ordered a lower court judge to review the murder conviction in which jurors were accused of making racially charged comments during the trial. The appeals court Wednesday came in the case of Doncorian Spates, who was 18 when he was convicted in 2018 of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison for a 2016 shooting death. A juror in Spates' trial testified that two other jurors made the comments, including that most young black men are in gangs and are desensitized to killing. Now the trial court must determine whether the defense proved that racial hostility was a significant factor in the verdict. If so, Spates will be given a new trial. If not, his conviction will stand. The Iowa DNR's Law Enforcement Bureau is investigating a fatal fall from a tree stand. The incident occurred in rural Ollie, which is in Keokuk County, on Thursday of last week. Authorities say 76-year-old Raymond Byers was reported missing after he did not return home from hunting during early muzzleloader season this on his property. The Keokuk County Sheriff's Office and the local fire and rescue teams found Byers deceased. Investigators believe Byers fell from a tree stand he was using to hunt from. The DNR continues to investigate the fall, and an autopsy will be performed at the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny. The DNR, meanwhile, is reminding hunters of safety tips when using tree stands, and they include always properly wear a full-body harness and fall restraint device, maintain 3 points of contact when you're climbing in and out to an elevated stand, always use a haul line to raise up and lower equipment to and from the elevated stand. Stands should not be left up year-round, and prior to the season, you always want to check your straps, buckles, climbing steps, and so on for wear and tear prior to setup and use. Elsewhere in the news, a judge has ordered a Quad Cities couple who operated two telemarketing firms to pay $820,000 to the for consumer fraud. The Des Moines Register reports Misty and Paul Barnes and their companies, telemarketing firms PM Specialties and Milestone Consulting, were sued in February by the Iowa Attorney General for a range of allegations. They included calling businesses to demand payment for fraudulent invoices and selling advertisements in fictitious publications. Court records show the couple made no reply to the suit, leading to Wednesday's default judgment. The court also made a temporary injunction filed in April that banned the pair from telemarketing in Iowa. The annual fall book sale that was held at the Atlantic Public Library last Wednesday through Friday. Now there are special hours available from 9 a.m. today to 7 a.m. today or 7 p.m. tonight and from 9 a.m. to noon on Tuesday. Price will also be special. Bring your own grocery bag and pay one fee of $5 for as many books as will fit into the bag. Friends of the Library will usually sponsor two sales per year, one in the spring and one in the fall, but the spring event was canceled, of course, due to the pandemic, causing more books to become available. There was also an increase in large print books, books on tapes and music CDs. A large variety of children's books and adult hardbound and paperbacks are ready for your purchase as well. All the proceeds are given to the library to support activities and programs. Friends of the Atlantic Public Library is a volunteer group with the purpose of supporting work done for the community by the library. And again, those special hours for the book sale are today from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. and tomorrow from 9 a.m. until noon. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.